Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Gannon back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to about 14 years now. He's been hanging out with us. He is a political operative, a political expert, a world-class political consultant, and he's got the credentials to go along with it. He's a global thinker, and our government uses him around the world to help other countries bring their democracy into the 21st century. And also the purveyor of the outstanding cyber column, Mullings.com. Rich Gannon, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. That was very sweet.
Good to have you back. So first thing I want to talk about, Rich, is this Iranian deal that the president is so convinced is the right thing. What I know of it, I don't like it all. It scares me to death. It makes me upset. What I know about it. What I don't know about it, I have to come back to something I heard Charles Lane say, the Washington Post columnist that I think is a pretty reasonable guy. He said the only person who reminded him of President Obama believing he's absolutely right about Iran was when he remembered George Bush saying he was absolutely right about Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And he made that comparison. I thought, well, that's pretty good comparison, to be that sure that you're absolutely right. And of course we now know it, nobody's fault maybe, but we were wrong about Iraq in a lot of ways. But if we're that wrong about Iran, That's globally existential, isn't it?
Yes, and the president, I think, has created what good debaters do, that he created an either-or that was so far, that made it so clear this is what you need to do. So either we have this deal or we go to war. That's the mm-hmm. choice he set up. It's mm-hmm. the old straw man thing. Mm-hmm. And he's very good at it. He's good at that. But the thing that happened, and to your point, the president also said, well, Republicans haven't even read this deal and they're opposed to it. Well, you can't read it because there's secret codicils.
He won't let us have all of it.
That nobody's ever going to know about.
Right.
Who knows what's in those?
Yeah.
But the big deal over the weekend or Friday was when Chuck Schumer, senior senator from New York, who is going to be the next majority leader of the, Democratic leader of the Senate, when Harry Reid retires after this
we'll
Congress.
Have, America should have a party when that day happens, by the way. Go ahead.
I'm with you. But anyway, he came out against the Iranian deal. I mean, the notion of the guy who's the presumptive party leader of the same party as the president coming out against something that the president is spending so much time on should give everybody time, pause to stop.
But if he really feels that way, if he wants to make his position above a political play, shouldn't he be lobbying for his position, which he currently is not?
The president?
No, Schumer. Schumer is not lobbying for his position, which tells me he's not worried about getting it overturned in Congress. He can hold out some, maintain some cred with his base because he's voting against it. He's going against the president. And if he really wanted, in my opinion, to show he was being a statesman, he would be lobbying against the deal.
Well, we don't. I mean, that's internal to the Democratic caucus in the U.S. Senate, so we don't know what's.
But that's where he needs to be lobbying.
But it's called being whipped, and he's not the whip. So we don't know how much behind the scenes, and it may well be, Jim, that Schumer just lending his name to the nay side is the biggest thing they could do, and it might be that the people that are against this have said, okay, that's plenty. You stop. because if you keep going, you're going to turn other people off. But you, thank you for that. Now go away and let us work.
Well, do you think in 30 seconds? Do you think that Schumer's move creates an opportunity to overturn Obama's veto?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
That really changed everything, didn't it?
Yeah, because I mean he's the second most senior Democrat in the Senate, and he's opposed to them. And the president can't call him bad names because then they don't like him that much anyway, the Democrats in the Senate. So that was not going to help him much.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going to happen with this. It's very difficult to overturn a presidential veto.
Well, I tell you, though.
You need two-thirds
this
in thing, each chamber, and it's really hard to get.
The idea, I mean, and Iran, every day that we're giving them more stuff, they're thumbing their nose at us every day in public.
I don't know if we've released all of their money yet, but you know, they have made it clear that they're going to use their money the way they want to use their money.
I like that.
And obviously it was not part of the deal to say, okay, we're going to release this money, but you can't fund terrorism with it.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought.
Must not have been part of it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.